Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this special meeting of the Upper Marion Township Board of Supervisors. It is March the 19th. It is 12:02 p.m. Please join me in a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll begin with roll call, starting on my far right.
Greg Phillips.
Greg Wax.
Bill Genoway.
Carol Kenny.
Tina Garzillo.
Tony Hamaday, Township Manager.
Ladies and gentlemen, this meeting is specifically being called so that we can take two resolutions under advisement and vote on those so that we can continue to maintain the operations of Upper Marion Township. That is the sole purpose of today's meeting. Following this meeting, the board is going into executive session to consider a number of personnel, litigation, and emergency preparedness issues. With that regard, the first item on our agenda today is to discuss the emergency declaration. This is Resolution 2020-14, and we need to do this. As you might recall, at our last meeting, approximately 14 days ago, we adopted an emergency resolution to announce the fact that should funds be available or should resources be available, that it would ease the process for us to access those. Since that time, we have received a notice from both the county and the state that they have adopted same. We were ahead of the game. But now that they have adopted it, we need to match their timeframes. So with that, the following resolution regarding COVID-19 is being declared. Whereas the governor of Pennsylvania, in response to the COVID-19 epidemic on March 6, 2020, proclaimed the existence of a disaster emergency throughout the Commonwealth. Whereas the Board of Supervisors at their March 12, 2020 business meeting unanimously approved a disaster declaration in the township to combat COVID-19. And whereas in response to the governor's emergency declaration, the Board of Supervisors has closed the township building, community center, Norview Farm, indoor park facilities, and library to the public. The supervisors have also taken the necessary measures to continue township operations and staffing to ensure the health, safety, and welfare of the residents of Upper Marion. And whereas the COVID-19 epidemic has changed the fabric of our daily way of life with the United States government, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and Montgomery County modifying emergency regulations, establishing new restrictions and prohibitions almost on a daily basis. Therefore, the Board of Supervisors, recognizing the need to take every action necessary to combat COVID-19, hereby extends the March 12, 2020 disaster declaration to coincide with the current and any amended emergency declaration issued by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Further, where in the best interest of the township, the Board of Supervisors hereby directs the Emergency Management Coordinator, Director of Public Safety, and Township Manager to immediately institute any directive or order with respect to COVID-19 epidemic, and to take any necessary action in accordance with any federal, state, or local law to protect the health, safety, and welfare of the residents of the township. Resolved this 19th day of March 2020. Pleasure of the board.
Move to approve the resolution, Mr. Chair.
I second that.
A motion by Supervisor Phillips and a second by Vice Chair Kenny to adopt Resolution 2020-14. Any comments or questions from the board? Any comments or questions from the public? Seeing and hearing none, all in favor of Resolution 2020-14, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? It passes 5-0. Also, there are some things that we have within the control of the Board of Supervisors and many things that we don't, as governed by the Second Class Township Code. One of the things that we do have the ability to do is modify the Act 511 Business Privilege Tax filing deadline, and I'm going to ask Vice Chair Kenny to read a resolution relative to that.
Okay, thank you, Chair Genoway. Resolution number 2020-15, Upper Marion Township, Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. 2020 Business Privilege Mercantile Tax Returns Extended Due Date. Whereas the Governor of Pennsylvania, in response to the COVID-19 epidemic, on March 6, 2020, proclaimed the existence of a disaster emergency throughout the Commonwealth, and whereas the Governor of Pennsylvania expanded the emergency disaster declaration by closing schools, ordering restaurants and bars to stop dine-in services and recommending all non-essential Pennsylvania businesses to shut down operations in an attempt to combat the spread of the COVID-19 virus. And whereas the Board of Supervisors at their March 19th, 2020 special meeting and unanimously adopted Township Resolution Number 2020-14, extending the Township's existing COVID-19 disaster declaration. And whereas the COVID-19 epidemic has already had a significant economic impact across the United States, and the Board of Supervisors recognizes the additional restrictions in place in Pennsylvania will have further negative economic impact on businesses in Upper Marion Township. Therefore, the Board of Supervisors authorizes an extended due date for the filing and payment of tax due on all mercantile and business tax returns that would be required by April 15th, 2020 by Chapter 149, Taxation, Article 4, Section 149-39B, and 149-41 until June 1st, 2020. Penalty for the late filing of the return and payment pursuant to Section 149-40 shall commence if said filing and payments are not paid by June 1st, 2020. Resolved this 19th day of March 2020, Upper Marion Township Board of Supervisors.
Thank you, Mrs. Kenny. Pleasure of the board on that resolution.
Make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to approve Resolution 2020-15 regarding the Act 511 Business Privilege Tax Filing Deadline Extension. Any questions from the board? Any questions from the public? Seeing and hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And that passes 5-0. Under additional business, there are just a few things that I'd like to bring everyone up to speed on and make sure that you have an understanding of the direction being taken within the township. Obviously, these are unique times and it requires from some unique planning and for some conscientious effort on all our parts to be diligent in what we do and how we do it. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me first state that we in Upper Marion Township are doing everything possible to assure the safety and welfare of the public within the laws of a township of the second class. We cannot legally take actions like counties and states can do, but we do have resources to assist residents. My colleagues, Mr. Hamaday and Chief Nolan, are communicating daily and engage department heads as is necessary. Our actions today are driven by requirements to assure operational continuity and to be in a position to obtain assets and funds as may be available to local municipalities. This is the reason for an emergency declaration timed to coincide with state and county declarations. Our public safety team has been hard at work for over 3 weeks now on coronavirus challenges, performing prevention, mitigation, response, and recovery efforts. We are guided by county and state protocols and are working very closely with those agencies that provide us guidance and resources. Our police, fire, EMS, and emergency management staff continue to staff and respond to incidents and questions. As of today, there are only 2 COVID-19 presumed positive cases in Upper Marion, but social distancing and self-quarantine remain critical to controlling the spread and managing the impacts of this situation. Grocery stores are replenishing supplies daily, and several stores have arranged for senior-only times to accommodate customers. We thank them for helping this process to assure that everyone has access to fulfilling their needs. Regarding property tax payments, we are currently working with the county on this issue. Unfortunately, the due date for this is driven by state law, and although we would like to, we cannot arbitrarily modify the due date for township and county taxes. Efforts are underway to obtain state relief on this issue. With regard to our business privilege taxes, you heard earlier that we adopted a resolution to extend the due date for filing until June the 1st. For those who want to pay as is normal, we will accept it by your mailing it to the Township 511 Tax Office. Speaking of taxes, we are not yet sure of how we will be affected financially from this event. Our business practice of reserving funds for a rainy day is important now more than ever. It gives us some flexibility and does not require us to obtain a tax anticipation loan, which many communities will need to do. We will continue to monitor cash flow and reserves to assure municipal operational continuity. For those of you negatively affected at work and in need of food, please monitor the Upper Marion Community Cupboard on Facebook and their website, umacc.org, for details on availability and times. The Board of Community Assistance grant application process has been asked to extend the filing date to April 15th. Look for more on this very shortly. Also, the April 2nd Board of Supervisors workshop and zoning workshop are canceled. Please monitor our website for additional details. Remember the guidance of our medical professionals. If you feel sick with the symptoms of COVID-19, do not just show up at your doctor or emergency room. Call ahead for guidance. After phone screening, you will be given guidance by your medical professional on where to go and what to do. We encourage you to closely monitor the news conferences of both Montgomery County and the state of Pennsylvania for updates and changes to the response to the COVID-19 situation. Finally, if you think this is not real, wake up. It's real. It's here, and each of us has a personal responsibility to help manage and resolve the problem. Staying quarantined is a much more reasonable action than going out for no reason or for fun and risking the exposure and spread of this virus. You will notice the social distancing we are practicing here, 6 feet apart. In the audience, the chairs are 6 feet apart, and that's what you should be doing as well. The township building will remain closed to the public. However, department staff are continuing to provide services and are accessible via email or phone to meet your needs. Should you have any questions, please call Upper Marion Township at 610-265-2600. Members of the board, anything that you'd like to add or share? Mr. Wax.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to extend my personal thanks, and I'm sure my fellow supervisors would agree, to the volunteers in our community who are continuing their service, whether it's volunteer firefighters or whether it's volunteers for the community cupboard, and they are doing so at risk to their own health because of the importance of maintaining the food bank and making sure that there are volunteer firefighters to be able to respond to any emergencies. This also goes to people who might work for supermarkets or gas stations or what have you. I think it is important to note that many of these employees are risking their own health, and they're not doing it for the money because many of these positions are not particularly highly paid positions. So just on behalf of myself, I'm sure my fellow supervisors agree, and I would suspect that pretty much everybody agrees. Just a big thanks. We would not be able to make it through this crisis without any of you. Thank you.
Yeah, and I agree with Supervisor Wax. Our first responders are our lifeblood for our community, and really appreciate the fact that they put their lives on the line every day for us, no less in this time of challenge. A couple things that you should know, and I've heard the rumors going around. The federal taxes, the tax date is still April 15th. However, the federal government has allowed an extension for your payments. So you still have to file your tax by the same due date, April 15th, but you have until July 15th in order to make any payments that you owe. The second thing is that if you are involved in a court case, whether it be at the district justice level or in the court of common pleas, and this doesn't matter where you are in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court yesterday at about 4 p.m. issued an order that closed all courts except for emergency petitions for protection from abuse or emergency shelter hearings for children or preliminary arraignments for criminal matters until April 3rd. So if you have a matter that you were attending to in the courts of common pleas or in the DJs, your matters have been continued indefinitely. Although the Supreme Court has put out April 3rd, it is possible that that date will be extended to some point in the future. So thank you, Mr. Chair. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Phillips. Okay. Ms. Kenny.
Okay, thank you. I would just like to add my thanks as well, in addition to all of our first responders in this town. Thank all the medical personnel, doctors and nurses who live in this township and who work in this township to keep our people safe as well. They're putting themselves there on the front lines as well. The one other thing I would add, I do know that Giant Food Store is one that has opening hours from 6 to 7. I guess they think all people that are over 60 are early risers. I know some are. They get up at 4:30 or 5, but I know others who don't get up till noon. So if this works for you, the reasoning is the store has been newly sanitized and cleaned overnight and newly restocked. So that thinking is that is the safest time, especially for anyone who is medically compromised. So I believe I've heard that Wegmans is doing the same, but I don't know the hours, and I don't know if any of my fellow supervisors know, but you could also give Wegmans a call to see if they're doing the same or any other supermarket that you patronize. So that's 6 to 7 a.m. over 60. Thank you.
And I'd like to echo the comments also of my fellow supervisors that we really appreciate everyone that's come forward, as again, risking their own health for the greater good of the community. We really appreciate our first responders, the medical staff, the community in general, that we have a wonderful community, and we know that already, very generous and very caring. And thank you for everyone who's helping your neighbors get groceries for them. Hopefully we'll be able to maybe compile a list of people that are in need. I was in contact with Dick McCann, the director for the Senior Center, as of this morning. He contacted me, and they'll be putting together a list of seniors that need help. So if any seniors are listening and you don't get the emails necessarily from the Senior Center, reach out to Dick McCann or staff. Staff will be there tomorrow, catching up on mail and things like that, limited staff. And we'll see if we can put together a resource list of seniors especially in need, or anyone that's ill at home that can't get out, or home with small children and unable to leave. We'll see if we can compile a list. And as Supervisor Wax had mentioned, the community cupboard is running as we speak, and contact them through their website and see if you can get there for their hours. And I've seen that there's some local restaurants that they're limited with what they can do with just carry out or take out or delivery. And Bonefish Grill, I believe, yesterday donated trucks and trucks of food over to the community cupboard. So they're stocked right now. And thank you to those businesses that are being so wonderful to the community as well. And the last thing I'd like to mention is there are two staging areas right now that are being put together in our local area. One's in Philadelphia and one's in Phoenixville area of Montgomery County. I don't know, it's just staging at this point, if that'll be the permanent locations, but we'll be able to do future testing. And don't be alarmed if our numbers go up just a little bit because of testing, because there's maybe some undiagnosed cases out there that will be picked up. So if there's a spike, please don't be alarmed. It's just that we're better able to evaluate what's out there. And please practice safe distancing and avoid social contact if you need. Stay home if you can, and please be patient with everyone. And thank you all for everything you've done so far.
And I have information on the community cupboard's hours. They are open every Tuesday from 9:30 to 11:30 in the morning and from 5 to 7 p.m. They are also open one Saturday per month. I know they were open last Saturday. It is possible they may be open again this Saturday. I don't know that for sure, but I've heard that might be possible.
Thank you, Mr. Wax. Just a couple of items that came up as we were going around the horn here. Number one, it was mentioned, call the store. If you're looking for some specific item, call the store. You may be able to eliminate going out into the general public by simply triaging that up front. That's number one. Number two, as Mrs. Garzilla said, there are a lot of local small businesses that are able to meet your dining needs. This is a great time to support local. And these are the ones, frankly, that are going to probably have the most challenge through the next few weeks. So if you're tired of cooking for yourself, if you're tired of eating someone else's cooking in your home, support local and drive up and pick it up and take it home and have a great dinner. The next item, Mrs. Garzilla mentioned testing. I've been asked if we can have our own test site. The test sites are governed by the county. The Department of Health will determine where, when, and how test sites will become available. So we really don't have any control over that process. And the last item, there are several members of staff that are here hard at work tonight, several department heads and staff. And I know I ran into one of our staff yesterday out in the field as I was getting a couple items of township business done. And he had his bottle of disinfectant wipes with him. And before he entered any property, he was asking everybody to vacate that floor or area where he was going into. And then he would wipe down any areas before he walked into the building. If you don't think we're taking this serious, you have another thought coming. This is as real as it's going to get. So with that, I want to personally, on behalf of the board, thank all members of our Upper Marion Township staff for their diligence at work, for accommodating the modified work schedule hours. It's different out there, and we really have to accommodate what's happening in the real world. So with that, are there any items from the public? There are none. Any final items from members of the board? Ladies and gentlemen, we do not plan on having any more formal meetings unless absolutely necessary prior to the middle of April. If we do have an emergency meeting, whether it's procedural or to get information out, it will be published in the Times Herald, which is required. We will post it on the website. The only area where there is a requirement to post the agenda is in the Times Herald. You may just see a meeting notice. We will attempt to do whatever we can to get additional information, but going forward, it's just going to be to provide emergency protocols, resolutions, or information to the general public. So please pay note to the township website, check it from time to time, and also check the Upper Marion Police Department's Facebook page. They may be posting additional information as may be appropriate. With that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Ladies and gentlemen, we stand adjourned. Please stay safe.